Good evening. Welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode 16. I'm your host, Corey. Joined with my guy, Frank, Edwin, and our special ghost, Kes Khalib. How you guys doing today?
What up, what up, what up?
We're good.
How y'all doing?
The Tribal Chief.
We're doing good. What are you guys doing today?
Football Sunday.
I got some questions. Frank, I saw your post on Instagram. What's up? You always post like crowds, but I never see you post anything about the football game. Actually,
I'm not posting when I'm on the field. I want to see a post.
I want to see something.
I got you this week with the highlights. We got the highlights coming. Khalib, I got you. Don't worry.
Khalib, you say you playing basketball. I got to see it.
You don't want to see it. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. I broke stuff. I split knees and my own stuff though. I wasn't crossing nobody up.
But this guy over here talking about he lift weights, but we don't see no video.
Wasn't you a wrestler, Corey?
Yeah, I was a former wrestler, but I hurt my back, spinal.
You got videos? Okay.
Yeah, I got plenty of videos actually. You can Google me.
We got to see that.
Edwin, I would ask you,
what you're doing, but I mean, you're all over. I mean, I can look at your Instagram and tell what you did for the whole day. So, exactly, you could tell.
Trying to take off that jersey.
Take off that horrible looking jersey, man.
We winning right now.
Yeah, sure, all day. So, we had a jam packed week of wrestling. We're gonna start with some Raw, but I'm gonna call Raw and SmackDown the COVID week. So there's not much going on. So there's three things that I wanted to discuss. So let's start with Keith Lee versus Andrade. First off, what do you guys think about the match itself?
It was a squash match. It wasn't that really crazy. It wasn't that crazy at all. Andrade's done.
Again, the match has a lot of potential with those two. They're two very good athletes, but again, it was like a filler. They just needed to fill in the spot, so they put him in. I guess they're doing the whole thing with Andrade ditching Zelina Vega, which I think is good because you know he can stand out a little bit. But again, it wasn't nothing. The only thing, how many times are they gonna change Keith Lee's outfit?
This is like the third. I like this outfit better.
This is like the Better. I like it better. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but he came in with no shirt. Then he had a baggy shirt. Then he fitted it everywhere. And then they gave him a tank top.
He never had no shirt off though.
No, he never had no shirt off yet.
Well, yeah, NXT, they're not doing NXT. Oh, NXT, they're not doing that.
Yeah, they're not doing that. They're like, no way, we're not having.
Yeah, the match was okay. Like everybody said, it was nothing special about the match. I guess they planned that angle up that and Andrea, you know, he's about to leave and do his own thing, which, you know, we'll see where that goes.
So my second part is, where do you think Keith Lee goes from here? And where do you think Andrade goes? Because Garza's out. We don't know how long he's going to be out for, which they weren't really a real tag team.
Did they say what? I didn't hear anything.
I didn't even see nothing.
It was something with his hip. That's what I heard. Yeah, hip injury.
Oh, really?
And Zelina's gone. She's doing her quote unquote singles run, if that is a thing. So, what do you guys think? What's their direction? Where are they headed?
Well, Keith Lee. That's what we really want to know. Where is Keith Lee heading? Because you know, Andre. You know, they tried with him. I don't know. Keith Lee is a. You know, he's heading to a potential, I think he's headed to a potential match with probably Bobby Lashley. Because I'm not sure if they want to put him in that main event yet. Not yet. I think they're gonna probably slide him into that secondary title run. That's my thinking because there's a draft coming up. And big rumor is I'm about to spread some gospel right now.
Oh, let me hear it.
Is that we have your boy, Corey's boy, his favorite, Otis, about to go to Raw with the money in the briefcase thing and potentially cashing it in on Randy Orton at Hell in a Cell. Now, you heard this first from me. I just want you to know.
That makes sense.
They don't want to. They don't want him to cash in, of course, over Roman, because Roman Reigns is the greatest wrestler right now.
Agreed.
So they don't want him to cash in on him. So they're going to use this draft to bring him over there. Randy's going to go over on Drew, and he's going to cash it in on Randy.
I can see that. I can see that.
This is the rumor. So. That's what I think is going to happen.
You heard it here first.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
No, but
I definitely agree with
Andrade and Keith Lee. I feel like you got two legit superstars that they're just stuck and they don't know what to do with them now. I understand they tried with Andrade, but again, Andrade is a legit superstar. You guys saw it when he was in NXT. Maybe they should move him back to NXT. But as far as like Keith Lee, he's just stuck. They don't know what to do with him right now.
I don't think Andrade. And hopefully, is a he doesn't superstar. Get. Nah, if he wasn't with Charlotte right now, he'd be in catering.
Oh,
nah. Stop it, bro. Because when he was in NXT, he was doing his thing. Stop.
I guess.
Stop.
Well, I mean, Vince doesn't know what to do. Vince is just lost. Y'all heard that Vince showed up at like 6:30 with the new script and nobody knew what they were doing? I can't believe that.
Of course. He always does that. He just wakes up and just like pops in. Wow. Like, oh, we're going to do this tonight.
Sad.
Oh, my God, my guy.
So the second point I want to talk about is, oh, my God. So Buddy Lee versus Dominic Mysterio. Obviously, we know it was the same match, wash and repeat.
Oh, man.
So I had to Google this. So I guess they're doing a love interest thing between Buddy Lee and Rey Mysterio's daughter. You guys know how old? Do you know how? Yeah. You know how old his daughter is? You know how old Buddy Lee is?
Well, 32. 33,
32? Come on.
And she's been,
I don't know if she's 19 in WWE, but I don't know. Is she 19 in real life?
I think she's 19 in real life.
Oh, okay.
So why
that don't look good?
They do all these.
I know,
like,
yeah.
It just doesn't look good with the whole allegation stuff. Like, why?
I didn't even think about that.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't even think about that.
Why?
That's crazy.
You just had the whole speak out movement where several superstars got in trouble. Nipped in the butt, and now you're doing a segment that kind of portrays that. Like, I mean, we're not dumb. We know what age she looks like. She doesn't look like she's 21. Like, we know we're not dumb. We don't live under a rock. Like, what are they doing?
That don't look good at all. No. They need to keep this Mysterio family out of WWE, man.
This whole segment needs to be removed.
How long they been going at it for since WrestleMania? Well, after WrestleMania,
bro.
I made the joke
about it a couple of weeks ago about how
the whole family
is about to get into this. Unfortunately, that joke has come true. And his whole family is in this now. I'm just waiting for the mother to get into a love relationship with Seth. That's what
I was just going to say. She's cheating on Rey Mysterio with Seth. Like,
but technically, she did cheat on him before, right? With Eddie Guerrero?
Eddie
Guerrero? Yeah, apparently.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Doesn't look good. Does not look good.
I give Mysterio a lot of credit, man. He got his whole family a contract. So,
I'm telling you.
He did.
They're making money. They're making money. Oh, my God.
They're eating those checks.
And the third thing I want to talk about was Randy Orton. Because I did not get this whole thing. So essentially, he left the arena. He came back in the arena dressed as a janitor. At the end, he turned the lights off on the legends, put a night goggle on.
The night vision?
And then beat them up with a chair.
Okay.
My thing is, why did he even have to do that? Like, why did he have to dress as a janitor when he wasn't kicked out?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Corey, I just want to say something. And I know I'm probably going to be in a minority with this one. But I got to explain something.
Please.
This is kind of why I like Randy Orton. I got to be honest. Because I know this might sound stupid, or the segment looked a little strange. But let me bring it back to, since I wasn't with you buddies during WrestleMania, and I never got to talk about WrestleMania with you guys this last WrestleMania, I enjoyed when Randy Orton did that thing at WrestleMania where he dressed up like a cameraman and just snuck, did a sneak attack on Edge. Okay.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was hilarious. I was laughing here. You know, my brother in the other room, he thought something was going on in here. I was like, no, I'm just laughing at this guy. He's so crazy that he dressed up like a cameraman for a whole segment. And just so he can RKO somebody. That's great.
I'd rather take that than a janitor outfit.
But the thing was, it's the way the reason why I like Randy Orton is because when he plays crazy, he plays crazy. Like, in a very believable way. I know some people don't like him, but this is why I like him. And I know some people didn't like that segment. I did. I enjoyed it. I because it's so stupid. You come in a room, you have light goggles on. You turn off the lights and you have a bat or beating people. It's crazy, but I like it. I like it, Corey. I know it was silly, but I liked it. I enjoyed it.
And it's and all actuality, like, they're not gonna show him. Of course, Christian's hurt, and he can maybe throw a punch, but they're not gonna show Randy Orton ragging him across the room and Ric Flair. Yeah. So, you know, of course they just made something up. But again, like I said earlier in the week, like, I'm like, all right, Randy Orton lost his mojo. But then when he comes back, he does that, and then he does the promo, I'm like, oh, he's on fire again. Like,
it's like a switch with him. You can turn it on and off.
It's a switch, yeah. But it's like
it's silly.
He can kind of bring himself back. Like he's just been losing often. It's been bad. We've been like, damn, Randy Orton's done. All of a sudden, he comes back with this promo. He does this. We're like, oh, he's hot again.
He needs to go to NXT. I'm tired of him now. He's lost.
He should go to NXT.
He should go to NXT. Face Tommaso Ciampa. That would be a good matchup.
That would be interesting.
That would be good.
That's happening soon. That'll happen soon.
Yeah, because this, I nearly lost it when I saw this, man. he was at the same spot, so he didn't even move. So essentially, he was just like banging a chair. Oh my god!
Yeah,
man.
Pretty much
horrible. So let's go to COVID part two. Let's go to SmackDown, and some of the highlights that I was looking at. What do you guys think about Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, Hell in a Cell? Oh, sorry. I apologize.
I don't like it.
The Tribal Chief.
I don't understand it. I don't think. Well, it's not going to be in a Hell in a Cell.
In a Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Oh yes.
It's in it.
It should be.
Yes.
Yeah,
in the cage.
What the hell, bro? I mean, I just said Hell in a Cell like 15 times, and you keep saying Hell.
Well, Hell in a Cell is a pay-per-view name. Why would you want to put that match in a Hell in a Cell?
It's your main star. He's a superstar. He has to be in it.
Well.
He doesn't have to be in it, but like, again, like I said, I think they're just building that stable for Reigns and the Usos.
Well, he did say that during the promo. He said this, you know, it's going to be, I forget the exact words he said, but something in the effect of it's going to be career ending, or your life is on the line, or something like that.
Did he say something about, like, he was going to be like high stakes or something like that?
Yeah. He's very menacing with it. So,
stupid.
Is it because it
could have made them fight a regular match? Because
they're not flipping. Because they're not doing like 360s.
No, it's not because they're flipping. Because
nobody storytelling.
Nobody wants to see that. Like that, you don't want to see that match.
I don't think he's Roman. Like, he's not up there with Roman to be fighting him. And clearly, we saw that.
And his brother may get involved. I don't know.
And then we're going to get his brother versus Roman.
They're going to throw in some weird tribal thing involved. It's gonna be. It's gonna
we're
be.
We're
a
gonna
weird,
get a Samoan fight. We're gonna get a Samoan right fight now, soon.
Yeah, but apparently it's the best. Apparently it's
storyline. Yeah.
Story going on right
apparently,
now.
Apparently it is. SmackDown. It is it in all of wrestling. It is.
It is. It's interesting, but like you don't. I don't want to see this in the Hell in a Cell.
Right.
Randy Orton, McIntyre, I want to see.
What would you rather see? Ricochet versus Cedric Alexander, flip for flip, Hell in a Cell?
No, I don't. Ooh. I don't want to see that in Hell in a Cell.
That would be
either.
Crazy, actually.
Corey, yeah. Corey, don't
that would be a good match, though. That would be a good match.
That would be a good match.
Jump off top of the cage. Yeah,
how y'all think Roman loses the belt?
He's not losing it.
Because I think if he loses, his mojo goes down. But I think the only way he's losing it is by cheating. But Paul Heyman turning on him, and he could still be healed.
Brock
is going to be the only guy to beat him.
There better be nobody else that could beat him.
Roman is not going to lose that belt until about SummerSlam, next SummerSlam.
You think he's holding it on for that?
He won't lose in the WrestleMania.
He's holding that long. Hell yeah, he's not losing that
belt. I think he's going to lose the belt WrestleMania versus The Rock.
Nah.
Nobody wants to see that.
I want to see that match. I would like to see that match. But him on the belt.
See that.
But then that means The Rock.
But nobody wants to see The Rock.
Exactly. He's going to have to fight him maybe at that
point. And he's going to come back. He's not going to wrestle. He's going to show up on one Raw, if not. Do an interview. And then we won't see him to the next pay per view. And then he's going to lose. We don't want to see it.
I
want to
see it. I want to see it.
I would see that. I would see
the match. I
want to
see the match. The match, but have him.
No, I don't want him losing.
He has to lose.
You don't have to.
He has to lose. He's not in WWE no more. Stop it.
He's
he
not in WWE
lose.
Anymore.
He's done with.
He could come back for a sign with. A contract.
It's Roman's yard. It's Roman's yard now. It's Roman's yard. It's
I'm
Roman's
sorry.
Yard.
It's not his yard. It's his island. No. Just
no. It's his island.
You don't have
crazy though.
You don't have the air call.
Can leave till SummerSlam now. Khalid, you saying till SummerSlam next year?
Yeah, but Corey does bring up a good point. I mean, if The Rock would do a program with Roman, which, you know, it kind of looks like they are trying to do something like that with all this tribal chief crap that they keep talking about.
And The Rock is talking about it, too.
It'll lead up to that, but...
Yeah, so if that happens, then he might drop it to The Rock. But if that doesn't happen, I don't think he will... I don't who he's going to drop it to. I love Goldberg and everything, but I don't think he should drop it to Goldberg.
Please, I hope you
better not.
You love Goldberg? So, oh, yeah. You like those old dudes. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Edge? Well,
we got to get Edge versus Random before any of that.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like, I don't know if we was going to get to it. I don't know if I don't want to jump the gun so far, but it looked like... there's something that Bray Wyatt and him might get into something.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought Bray Wyatt's trash though. Now,
The Fiend, yeah.
Yeah, that Fiend needs to stay away for just a little bit more.
Exactly. Yeah.
One more month to stay away, man. Oh my god. And then adding on to this, what do you guys think about that Jey Uso versus AJ Styles? Beat him in the clean. Beat him.
That was surprising. Nice. Talk about putting somebody that over. Was. Like when you just listen to it, AJ Styles versus Jey Uso, you automatically expect AJ Styles to win. Like,
yeah,
he just showed him over completely. Like, he had no problem with it. My man said, "All right, you want me to take the loss? I'll take it." I was surprised, though. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's a good thing because I don't know if it drops AJ stock, but I mean,
I'll put it like this.
I was still surprised. It'll never happen
that
again.
That looks like a punishment victory right there because of the whole Twitch situation. But I digress on that one. Let's move on to the third point, the Kevin Owens show with Alexa Bliss. The Fiend comes out, attacks Kevin Owens, and takes Alexa Bliss' hand, and they are one now. So what do you guys think about that? The Fiend, Alexa Bliss together.
Well, I mean, I guess for her, this is a good thing. You know, this can help revitalize her stock, even though I never thought nothing was bad about her. But, you know, apparently I was told, too, that they wanted to do this a long time ago with her. But they just, I don't know, for some reasons, you know, could be covert. I don't know. They didn't pull the plug on this story thing. But now that it's full blown, and now we don't have to always have her be in some type of trance when somebody says the fiend's name or something like that. Now she could just full, I guess, be Sister Abigail. Is that what she is now? Is that what we call her?
What's her role in this? Like, what is she? Is she like a demon? I don't know.
A possessed
Sister Blake. Exactly,
yeah. Here we go. So yeah, I think it's good for her because she was getting stale. Mm-hmm. To the mainstream fans, not really to fans like me, but to the mainstream fans, she was getting stale. So I think this helps revitalize her career a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't see her anytime soon in the title shot picture with Bailey and Sasha.
Just to piggyback on that, because I know you said she was stale. I think she was stale because she was getting a lot of concussions. That's why they put her in with Nikki Cross and that tag team. So she would have to do so much heavy lifting. That's why I think she was a little stale.
Yeah, that's true. Because she did have that run where I think she won the WWE title, the women's title, like back. She lost it and won it back and had it for a while, lost it again.
I mean, she was
back,
beating everybody. Right, she was beating Sasha Banks. She was beating Bayley. She was like, yeah. I mean. Uh-huh.
She had a great run, man.
Well, speaking of runs, this is how you know it was a COVID episode. The IC belt was defended for the last match. Sami Zayn versus Jeff Hardy. Sami Zayn picking up a win. What do you guys think about this?
I kind of figured he was going to get that win. Mm. They can't switch it that quick.
You just need new opponents now. He beat him on the ladder match. They should have just left it at that. Like, we don't want to see the same thing again. Like, next week he's going to fight who? AJ Styles?
Probably. Yeah. Or Corbin. Yeah. Wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, God.
Yes. It's King. You know,
Corbin needs to go back to the lone wolf, man.
With the long, yeah.
You know what? Maybe he does, but.
That King Corbin's trash.
Oh man!
Now
that just
why?
Y'all just hate him, man. Y'all just
he's bad, bro. You know why? Yes. You know why? Yes. Why is he still King Corbin? Like, I understand you win King of the Ring, but why is it every time somebody wins King of the Ring, they drag them out as a king for God knows how long? They did it with him. They did it with Wade Barrett. They did it with Owens. Who else? I'm sure they did it with King Booker.
That was good. Why? King Booker was good. He was the best one out of everybody.
He's the only one can pull that off. Like, just because he pulled it up doesn't mean everybody else can. Like, you don't need to do that. He won the King of the Ring, gave him a title shot. He loses, that's it. All right, next.
Listen, I'm not here for the heel slander. you're slandering Corbin, y'all slandered Jinder Mahal. I'm not here for all that, all right?
I'm
here for those guys.
I'm here
right?
for gender, but not I'm the defender.
I'm the defender of those guys, all right? Like what Trump said this week. Stand back and stand.
This man called it Trump.
He did not just quote Trump.
Stand
bro.
Firm and stand back. Just... Right? I got y'all. Stand
this man just quoted Trump.
Wow.
Stand back, all right?
Crazy. We at Destiny Report do not condone Khalid's actions. We do not condone his actions. He speaks on his own.
Oh my God.
Jeff Hardy and the AJ. This draft can't come any faster because, Jeff Hardy, AJ, Sami Zayn and AJ. The draft can't come any quicker because, Sami Zayn needs some new opponents. We need to get him away from these guys.
Who y'all think is like big names that are going to Raw or Raw to SmackDown, SmackDown to Raw? Y'all hear anything else besides Otis? Oh, y'all think? What would y'all like to see?
That's a good question.
Unless Brock comes back, I told you guys I would like to see Brock come back. But him in SmackDown, that's too many. I think they got to split it up. He has to be in Raw or Raw. I don't know how that's gonna work out.
It's gonna be a bunch of mid carders.
Or Cole, the way it looks like to me,
I'm sure
Cole's coming up.
If Drew keeps that belt, then he needs some heels, man. But the only problem with Drew is Drew is so big that I don't know any like big heels anymore, like big dudes.
Bro, what? We left the draft. I tweeted this earlier, and Frankie, I think, agreed too because he retweeted it. Bro, I thought we left the draft in mid 20s, like 2005.
And that
like,
was just why are we still draft, doing the draft? That's the crazy part.
Just, there was a recent draft. Just combine the like let them go on each episode. Like, stop with the draft.
And right now, it's the perfect. It's the perfect time. You need it. They're not traveling to New York. They're not traveling to Cali. Everything is right here.
Yeah,
they don't have to travel nowhere. It's perfect.
Just let them.
I think they have too many. They have too many superstars, man, to do it.
No, but that's not one show. It's not one show. It's anyway. Monday and it's Friday.
But still, like you said, I know you said they have a lot, which they do. They have a lot of talent, but they don't use these talent anyway. You have a bunch of good names on Raw, and you use the same five. SmackDown, same thing. You have a bunch of good talent, but you use the same five. Like that.
That's true.
So just have them on each episode.
Yeah, I agree. They need to combine that. They need to combine the tag team titles.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually
exactly.
think they should get rid of the tag team titles because
they're not really doing anything. Get rid of the women's. I would keep the men, but the women's.
I don't see them defending that. That.
Who has
Nia
that?
Nia Jax and Shayna.
Shayna Baszler.
Man, I'm telling you.
Maybe Ronda has the last one, man.
Ronda, I thought she was having a kid.
Oh, you're right. I apologize. Well, I saw her in the PC. She was in the PC training, so I mean.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
They need her back. They need her back. They need her. They need Charlotte. They need.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I was going to text you guys.
I can't wait.
Not too long ago. I'm like, I low-key miss Charlotte now, man. Even though I
can't wait to Charlotte come back, bro.
On Raw, NXT, and SmackDown. I'm like, damn, I miss her now.
I can't wait till she comes back.
Just keep her on one. Keep her on one brand. Superstar. Don't keep her everywhere.
She needs to be on all three. Let's go to my favorite, AEW.
Oh,
the best, best wrestling program of all time.
AEW.
We're going to go Darby Allin versus Ricky Starks. Finally getting it on. Darby Allin picking up the win. What do you guys think?
Oh, you know, I almost forgot about this match. This was actually one of my favorite matches of the week.
This was good. This was good.
I just remember.
This is actually good.
Yeah, this was actually the show opened up pretty good with this match. Once again, you know, their styles it blended together real well. They were able to pull off the moves. They looked good. You know, Darby Allin, you know, sometimes is insane, but he can wrestle pretty good when he's when somebody's like calming him down, controlling the match. And that's the good thing about Ricky Starks. He's good at like pacing the match. I think that's his good quality. That's a good quality about him. And plus I like him because he kind of looks like a star, you know, which is kind of an important thing for me. And, you know, he presents himself star worthy. The match itself was good. Darby Allin and I usually
like Darby Allin.
he's one of the few people in AEW that I like a lot. And, I like the match. I like the match.
Good start. One of the few people. Ooh, man. One of the few people you like. Oh, man. I say Darby's one a talent.
He's one
Darby's
of the
superstar, too, man.
I agree.
If that dude was 220 pounds, he would have the belt by now.
Trust me, he's a superstar, but he's no superstar like Ricky Starks.
Yeah.
Ricky Starks is.
I can agree on that.
That man is good.
I laughed at everyone. I said, "I'm like, who's this Ricky Starks dude? Like, he's a bum. He's not a bum.
He's not no bum.
Ricky Starks is.
No, he's not no
he's
bum.
Not no bum. No, that not. Man.
He's good.
Little by little, if they build him up the right way, like. He's going to be good.
It's shown that they don't know how to build people because, I mean, he's MJF. You know, you have Jungle Boy. They have good talent.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, we'll see what his future looks like, man. Now to another segment that I have to discuss because I think we're texting each other with this one. So Cody Rhodes accepts Brody Lee's challenge. Cody Rhodes come out looking like $1 million.
About
They do a big pull apart. They're fighting. They separate them. I see Brandi Rhodes come to the ring, do a somersault off the ropes, and take out seven dudes. This is when I turn the TV off. I can't believe what I saw.
Somersault.
And then you have people, and then you have people come out the crowd beating up. Like, what? This was a shit show. This was a shit show.
Let me just say something. There's two things good about Brandi Rhodes. There's two things good. Her smile and her body. You take those two away, we have nothing to discuss with this lady.
But let me ask you something. What in the blue hell is a dog collar match?
I used to see these matches, these dog collar matches. I remember
dog collar match before.
Back in the 90s, I'm talking about.
I heard Jim Ross. Heard Jim Ross.
You mean
commentary on one of them before?
Maybe the Caribbean strap match, but a dog collar match?
Yeah. I think I've seen one of these. It's
like
dumb.
A strap match.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
they're gonna have two dog collars around their neck.
I think the last one was Roddy Piper and somebody else.
Frank said, "Really?
Wait, they're really gonna do that?"
Yeah, this is gonna be
two dog collars around their neck, tied to each other,
and they run at each other.
What the hell is that? Yeah, they kind of just
it's like a strap match
going at
it's
it,
like hitting each other with the chain.
This is yeah, the definition exactly. of blood and guts right here. This is gonna be blood and guts.
And then I was laughing because when Cody accepted, he was like, "No," walked out the ring. And then storms back in. No regrets to whatever.
Oh,
like,
my God. Can I speak on Cody Rhodes real quick? Jesus, this guy. I know this is your boy, Corey. And Cody, like, I like his wrestling and everything. But, man, does this guy love to make everything about him. I swear, I ain't never seen nothing like this. This guy, he this long promo where he's talking about how, but, you know, when I get that 323 number call, you know what that means? Hollywood is calling you. That's what that area code means. And when Hollywood start calling me, and I go on and do game shows with Snoop Dogg and blah 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 and whoever else he was talking about, you know, I can't say no, and blah blah blah, and it's like, dude, who?
He's pulling himself.
I was about to curse. I'm sorry. I gotta control myself. I was about to say, who gives a crap? That's what I'm gonna say. All right? Like, about your game shows and all this crap that you're trying to pursue. Who
He's
cares?
Setting the stage, man. He's making it seem like I can go Hollywood and come back and do a dog collar match. I mean,
oh my God.
I mean, he is the second best wrestler right now in the game. So
second best. I mean,
yeah, second best.
I don't see it, but okay.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not even the second best at AEW.
He's number one in AEW. He's number one. There's nobody touching him.
Don't start him up. Don't start Corey up.
Guys,
don't start
absurd.
Him.
You're
don't
absurd, start him Corey. Up. Don't start Corey up.
Hey, I'm just giving facts.
I want to know who's your number one. Before you even, who's your number one?
Oh, Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
Number one. It's hands down. Nobody's better than Roman Reigns right now.
That's correct.
All right.
I'm sorry. He doesn't do flips.
That's a fact.
It doesn't resonate. He's not dunking on the basketball hoop and doing somersaults.
Oh God.
Speaking of somers,
he ain't better than AJ Styles.
AJ who? Styles.
Styles.
Well, we talking about. I don't want to start this convo. Are we talking like best wrestler or best? Like, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about
in general, everything?
He's not a better wrestler than Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Gargano,
Mr. Takeover, Match of the Night, him.
Oh my God, I can't wait to get to that. And I love Johnny Gargano. I can't
Mr.
wait
Takeover.
To get to that.
Match
I'm,
of the
I'm
Night.
A, I'm gonna hurry this up. I'm gonna hurry this up.
Match of the Night.
So then we have, speaking of flips.
Yeah, it was a good match.
FTR versus SCU for the title. I thought it was a good match.
Me too.
Nothing to rave about, but classic FTR, man. What do you guys think?
For real. I agree.
Yeah, it's two professional tag teams. I haven't seen that in a while. Two professional tag teams that use their tag team interests, not separate. Not one guy has one theme song and another guy has another theme song. No, these are actually tag teams
throwing shots
who use same theme song. They dress alike. Yes, I like it. These are professional. This is professional right here. I like it.
Legit. Yes. Like, I don't see anybody
for a while
beating FTR for a while. Like, there's nobody in that division that I can say is, you know, or like maybe up and coming. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see anybody.
Young Bucks. No. Down the line, way down the line.
You don't like the flex.
Young Bucks are gonna beat them.
I like the Young Bucks. I don't like them now.
I agree with Corey.
I like the Young
Bucks later down the road. FCR gotta hold it for a little bit.
I like the Young Bucks when they were like in Japan-ish. Like,
I gotta go back.
They came over. I don't know.
They're good. They were good. They weren't like going crazy with these movesets, but they were good.
I gotta watch that.
I mean, listen, to be honest, I just can't take them serious. They look like the Rockers. They wearing fringes like they're Christian missionaries. I can't take them serious. Like, honestly,
this
like
guy Khalif, yo. Christian missionaries.
They got fringes on. You can look it up in the Bible. Yo. What are they doing?
Yo.
I can't take them serious. They have no muscles. I cannot take these people serious. I'm sorry.
I'm trying my hardest.
Frankie, you want to know? Yeah, I said you want to know if they were good in New Japan, right? Listen, they were what they are, but they were heels in Japan. That's
yeah, what they look good at heels at least.
Yes, because they were good. That's what they are. They're douchey
that's
characters.
That's what they need.
That's what they are.
The douchey character is perfect.
They're Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo. Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo.
Don't have them. They can be douchey, but don't have them going kicking Tony Schiavone. Like, come on.
That was a little funny.
That sound effect.
Like, come on.
Oh, God. And speaking of funny, I'm going to combine these next two things right here. So we had Chris Jericho versus Isaiah Cassidy. This is when it went to shit. And then we had MJF and Chris Jericho backstage. So first, let's go with Chris Jericho and Isaiah Cassidy, the Botchomania. What do you guys think about that? It was Botchomania, man.
Again, two people that should never put that together. Like, Chris Jericho now is like, again, he's like, I did everything. I'm just going to put people over if I can. It was just horrible. It's horrible, bro. Horrible.
And I'll say this. I love Private Party. That's my favorite group. But, like, I don't get why you have Isaiah Cassidy face Chris Jericho. I mean, are you gonna have Cassidy do something different? Like, I don't get that. That's my thing, logic wise. So
my thing is at the end of that match, I kind of just want to see what is Cassidy's finish move. What is that's kind of what I wanted to see. I was just curious. Like, what does he do? Like, some type of flip out of the air and do a swanton dive. I was trying to figure out what's his move. Like, I didn't get a chance to see that because your boy hit a Judas effect. He started shaking like a twerk, and the match was over.
Oh my God!
One out of five stars.
Five out of five. So what do you think? You guys think that MJF has joined the Inner Circle?
No, he doesn't fit.
I mean, looks like he's about to.
He's campaigning. Mm-hmm. He's campaigning to be a part of this group. I don't know why. But he's doing a campaign. Maybe he's trying to do a coup and kick somebody out of it. So he
I think maybe he's gonna kick somebody out.
They're gonna kick out Chris Jericho.
Think so?
And then MJF is gonna leave.
He'll be the main. He'll be the main guy.
Bro,
yeah,
Jericho's like 55 at this point.
Keep him in commentary or in the back.
You gotta keep on commentary. You know, he could be a good guy.
Yeah, I don't think he
needs to wrestle. He had a great career, but it's about time, man.
Wednesday makes 30 years, bro. 30 years wrestling, bro. That's a long 30 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. When I saw that, I was like, I've been to wrestling so long.
He's campaigning. He's campaigning for Mount Rushmore. I'm thinking about him.
Nah.
He gets an honorable mention. He gets an honorable mention.
Bro, I've told you before, he's definitely in Mount Rushmore wrestling.
I don't think so.
I can't put him there, but
no,
he's a top
10.
For all that top he's 20, accomplished, bro, 20. All that he's accomplished a lot more than a lot of superstars.
He's not a superstar.
What is he?
He's a star. He's not a superstar.
He's not Roman.
He doesn't cross over.
Corey, go to the next
Boobie. You think he's a superstar?
If you go outside, right? If you go outside, right? How many people gonna know The Rock? Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair.
A lot of people.
You know, Stone Cold.
You're telling me a lot of people don't know Chris Jericho?
I could walk the streets. Hey, bro, you
wrestling
know that.
Fan.
It's not wrestling about wrestling fan. Fans. It's about like superstar appeal.
I'm talking wrestling, well, wrestling fans. Fan. No, I'm talking, well, I'm talking wrestling fan.
You see how he changed it? You see how he's
talking about everybody in general.
Bro, of course. You see what he does? He changes the topic. He always flips the topic. Whenever you lose, you flip the topic.
Because we're talking wrestling here. Now you want to add pop culture and all this other nonsense. We're talking wrestling. This is
a superstar. If you're not a superstar. You're not a superstar.
Everybody knows a superstar.
All right, wrestling.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Star, I could agree.
Frank, I appreciate it.
Wrestling's.
This guy.
A lot of people are.
This guy said, "Oh, does wrestling fans know Chris Jericho?" Of course, wrestling fans know Chris Jericho. Of course.
What you think, Khalid? You think he's a superstar?
Laugh.
Oh, Chris Jericho.
Oh my god.
Oh, I know what the conversation is trying. I know where this conversation is going. It's going like, do you think he's a superstar in terms of, like, in terms of the wrestling world?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Yes. Mount do you think Rushmore? He's a superstar in terms of?
No.
Like, no. Well, Mount Rushmore, no. But he's a wrestling superstar. But I think Corey is trying to say, and I kind of get what Corey's trying to say. He's trying to say, but he's not a global superstar.
He's trying to say he's not a damn celebrity because he doesn't make movies.
Khalid, Frank, I appreciate it. We're in agreement.
Oh, my
God. He never wants to be in agreement.
You tell me a wrestling – you name one wrestler – that's been to a majority of companies and has held the world title or just has accomplished all the accolades he has. Just name me one person.
You don't need to win a
Hulk Hogan.
Thank you.
Hogan.
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
You're saying, all right, besides, he's going to say, besides Hogan.
Hogan went everywhere.
Hogan went, he won. Nah, man, Hogan was in New Japan.
He did go to New Japan.
Yes,
I did see that one match he had where he was actually wrestling.
Hogan was in New Japan. Yes,
Hogan was actually doing wrestling moves.
Yes, and he won the IWGP Championship from the Great Muta.
What about Finn?
He didn't win. Okay, but I mean,
no, Finn.
I'm done.
He has to win more. Like Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho's five times WWE champion, world champion. Later down the road, maybe.
I just want to. This is my last comic. I'm gonna drop this. You don't necessarily have to win a belt to be a superstar, because Roddy Piper is more of a superstar than Chris Jericho. Roddy Piper rings more bells than Chris Jericho.
Rest in peace.
Roddy
rest
Piper
in peace,
he never won a belt.
Get out of here, bro.
Are you out of your mind?
Not all the time.
Look at Kelly's face. Look at Kelly's face right now. Yo, can I report?
Khalid wants to kill you right now.
Did you hear what you just said?
Khalid, let it out.
Did you hear what you just said? Yo, Khalid,
I don't know about Roddy Piper.
I'll say that.
You don't need about this.
I don't know about Roddy Piper. I can't go with the Roddy Piper one. But
yo, I don't believe you just said that.
Hey man. I can't believe you wearing that jersey.
Oh,
they don't want to
bring
a Super Bowl?
Football, man. Don't do this. Ooh, don't do this, Corey.
You see, anyway, you see
we're going to go to the main event.
That was
which
a big statement, though, Corey.
I know. We go back on it, but let's go to the main event. John Moxley versus The Butcher. This was the worst AEW main event of all time. I have nothing to say about this. It was horrible.
I don't know why it was put together.
Horrible. But I will say this: the butcher is a big
correct
deal.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's it.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong on how this match started. But did it start with somebody? Was it Eddie Kingston that came out?
He like picked his opponent or something. Or is that,
no, that was for this week.
Right. And he randomly picked the butcher, right?
I think he's gonna pick somebody next week too.
And so the butcher kind of jumped Moxie from the back, right? Pause. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Now I remember the match. I'm starting to. I gotta refresh in my memory of that match. Yeah, because it was so boring that I have to like kind of remember like how it started. I like the butcher's look. He looks like he can whip some butt, you know. But once again. Moxley, right? Or as I like to call him, Dean. He doesn't, I you know, his moveset, listen, I'm just going to say it. Ever since he was with this group called The Shield, I never liked this guy. I'm just going to say it. I've been holding my breath on John, Dean, Moxley, you know, all this time. And I just got to be honest. Like, I watch these matches and I'm like, I'm not impressed. He's like a wannabe Stone Cold. A very dry, wannabe Stone Cold. Okay, I like agree. Beef jerky dry version of Stone Cold. All right,
hey, son, yo, where did this guy get this stuff? Like, beef jerky dry. Wow.
Dry. Okay, if you're gonna be Stone Cold, let me break it down to you. All right, you gotta know how to throw middle fingers. Okay, you gotta know how to drink beer in the ring. All right, you gotta have a swagger about you. You gotta be cool. You can't just be wearing fatigue pants and mountain gear boots and a stupid vest and think, you know, yeah, it's like this guy is officially it's corny to me. He's stale. He's getting stale in my book. Yeah. They need to get that belt off of him.
I don't know who's
gonna
beat him, man.
All right.
MJF should have beat him.
All right.
That was the time to put it on MJF.
Drop the ball, man. Oh, my God. Speaking of dropping the ball, NXT TakeOver.
Dropping the ball?
Worst NXT I have ever witnessed in my life. I'm going to say it.
You weren't watching. You were busy watching the basketball game. I'm convinced. Everybody's looking at you. Like,
I was watching NXT TakeOver.
You were watching NXT. You're bugging.
No, that's not true either. That's not.
So which one is? Yes.
We're gonna start with Damian. We're gonna start with Damian Priest versus Johnny Gargano.
Match of the night
for the North American Championship. Here's my thing. Solid match. I need some suspense. I need to know, like, oh my God, maybe Johnny Gargano could actually win the match. This dude, can somebody Google how many NXT takeovers this guy has been in and how many he has lost? This is horrible. Like, this was not a good match, in my opinion.
I mean, it was classic.
Yeah, but
it wasn't. I know what you're trying to say, Corey. I'm kind of there with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little there with you. I thought it was a good match, but the suspense. I agree. There was just something missing with the match, and I like Damian Priest a lot. I like him a lot. Every time I look at a wrestler, I think to myself. Every time I look at an NXT wrestler, I go, who can match up with Roman Reigns? That's the only thing I'm thinking of when I watch NXT, and I'm like, oh, this guy can. It was something missing with the match. It was like a scary movie. It was good until the end. It was just the suspense. It was something just missing that didn't grab me enough. I got to be honest. It was an okay match, even for a Johnny Gargano match. And I don't really like him. I thought the match was okay. I thought the match was okay, Frankie.
Great opening match.
I thought it was a good opening match. I thought I was a little worried that the, you know, like Johnny's very fast paced. Damian Priest was a little slow, so like some of the transitions were a little slow. But it picked up. It picked up towards the end. Again, I thought it was great. You couldn't put a better match to open up the show. Where are they going with Johnny Gargano? I don't know.
I would move him up.
What
to
is
the
his
man.
Role? What? But I mean, great. Overall. Scary. Overall, it was a great match, I thought.
I did like the spot that Damian Priest did with the two security guards.
That was fun.
I did enjoy that.
That was good. I mean,
it just shows his athleticism. The man is like a big guy. Very athletic.
He might be the best on NXT, actually.
But it was
Except for Adam Cole.
I could agree.
And I like the fact that Damian Priest does the Razor's Edge.
Yeah, they call it that too.
And they called it the Razor's Edge.
They call it the Razor's Edge.
Man. Now let's get to the second match. Kushida versus Velveteen Dream. I just want to say this. Something's off of Velveteen Dream. He doesn't have that
so dramatic
that star power that he used to have. Like, I don't know what's going on with him. And I watched that match, he looked kind of like clumsy. Like, his moveset was clumsy. Kushida, it was...
He's always been like that,
but
bro.
It looks like... In a second, he's always been
like
that.
And, like, most of his matches, he always gets his butt.
He usually wins.
He always gets destroyed. Like, they just... He does win most of the time, but he always gets ragged, bro.
And Corey brought up a point. Ragged. I'm tired of seeing him in pants or in jeans.
And what the hell is going on with his face? I mean, it looks caked up on the top.
Back to the Future.
He got makeup on.
He looked like a... Well, yeah, they did the whole Back to the Future thing, which was, okay, that was cool, but still, like...
I didn't even think about that until y'all texted me.
I missed the Rick Rude tights.
Yeah, what happened with that?
But I did like a certain aspect of that match, and one aspect I like is because I like heels, so I like when Kushida... jumps him from the back. Doesn't even wait for his theme song to come on. See, that's real emotion. This been building up. This rivalry has been building up.
Very true.
See,
you can't be on
some nice. Oh, I gotta wait for my music to come. No, just jump the guy
but
from the beginning.
Does that make Kushida heel or he's still?
I think he's babyface. I like
the way he wrestled.
That looked like a punishment win too.
I like the way he was wrestling.
I'm just saying.
especially tapping. Yeah. I can understand getting
Velveteen Dream.
Tapping,
come
like,
on, man. He has better tape over matches than this. Yeah. Like, this is a shitty match.
So now, where does that put Kushida? He just beat a big name. That's a big name. Where do you put him next?
Damian will kill him.
Against Damian Priest or something? Or
I think he's gonna. I don't know. I mean. I don't think Velveteen Dream is a big name anymore. Because they were like slowly making him lose a lot of matches and not, he wasn't showing up to a lot of events. I mean, I think they're kind of burying him for now because of that whole situation.
I think
think he might even get like moved up.
The draft is coming
to one of the shows now. After this loss.
That would be a good look for him.
SmackDown.
I could see him getting drafted.
SmackDown probably. Jeans.
No, they have to give him that. Because, I mean, all right, yeah, the tights sometimes can be weird with people's faces on it, but it's storytelling.
You know what it is?
Like, it builds.
He used to be like so flamboyant. That was his thing. I like that. Now that was like,
the whole gold dust.
I like that. The gold dust slash
type stuff. Yeah, it was good. It was working for him. Rick Rude. Yeah, it was working for him. And then they turned him face, but that's what it did. They turned him face, and like that was he needed to stay heel. He was heel at the time, and he was like top notch. He was still getting over, but
yeah, it's over for him, man. You won't see him for like 2 months. Now to the I think this was this a Lucha Libre match in the beginning? Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Santos Escobar.
To say about this?
Was this a Lucha? I think it's a Lucha Libre match. I'm not sure. But yeah, I will say this. The end was really good. Those false finishes at the end were good. The beginning was... I didn't like the beginning. It was too many flips. I feel like Isaiah Scott did like 3 back-to-back over-the-rope flips. First one he botched, by the way. It was like really weird. But the end was good. What do you guys think?
I've been saying Isaiah is the truth. He's gonna get that North American soon.
He's good. I gotta be honest, Corey. And I usually don't do this. And this is a first for me. I gotta be honest. I thought this was the match of the week. I thought this was the best. And yes, they were doing flipping and they were doing that stupid stuff that I hate that Will Ospreay does. But
match of the week.
I honestly thought that it was a compelling match. And mostly, not really because of Scott, but it was more because of Escobar, I thought. That made the match more compelling than I could even imagine. And they was doing the force finishes at the end, like you said, Corey, and I liked that part. I like Isaiah Scott's reactions to stuff when he didn't get the pinfall. He's like, oh,
so many emotions.
What? You know, I thought the emotion of the match, that's what always gets me. Whenever they do these flippy matches, it's emotionless. It really is. It's an emotionless, it's emotionless in my opinion. It's like watching Gemini Man. It's emotionless. but this had emotion. This had flair. This had like some type of appeal to it. I know Corey. I can't even believe I'm saying this, but I like them. I thought it was the best match of the week.
You know what? You changed my honestly, opinion. This was the second best match of the week.
Why changed my opinion?
It did have a lot of suspense in it. It was good. I just didn't like the flips in the beginning, but it was good.
This was a good match.
I agree.
I enjoyed it. I enjoy Isaiah. I think he's the future coming up for NXT. He's going to be the truth. He is the truth already. Just nobody don't see it.
What do you think, Edwin?
Yeah.
I call him King Cuerno, Escobar. I'm a big fan. Again, I think he has a lot of potential. Kill shot, Isaiah Swerve. He has a lot of potential too. I don't see him as like a, like WWE champion, but like he's a mid card. He's a very decent mid card. Of course they have to tweak some things. I think they have to find the right gimmick for him. They haven't found like his gimmick yet. Like, I don't know. He's just a regular person. Like, they need to just find like his niche, or I don't know, just find something to fit him. I hope they don't put him in a tag team now with this new guy.
Jimmy Uso's cousin or something? I didn't know who
that
was.
This guy said he looked like the Uso's cousin.
I thought it was
the
Uso for a second. Say,
yo, is that the Thank Uso's you, cousin?
Why? Because his hair?
Jimmy Uso? Like, Jimmy Uso? I don't know who it was, man. I saw him.
They look nothing alike. Just like Jimmy
Uso, man. When he texted us that, I'm like,
I was like, who is this? I don't know what you were saying. You must have had your glasses off watching that part.
You know, I mean, what was his promo like? Yo, this is what I do. Shine so bright. Like what? Well,
yeah, he started. He started rapping, right? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I thought he was Jay Uso's brother.
Well, what? Come on.
I could have sworn.
Typical WWE. Why does every colored person, every black person, have to like rap or some type of swaggy? Like, you did that with. Leave that just for R-Truth. Like, you did that with Titus O'Neil and his partner. What were they called?
Primetime Players.
Primetime Players. Then you had Crime Street Time. Profits. You got Street Profits.
MVP.
You got MVP at one point was like, you know, but like, why? You don't got to do that.
Even if it's not the rapping, they correlation. Include that's some insane. Type of hip-hop into it.
Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this guy, right, that claims he's one of the Usos, right? Because when I saw him, I was thinking about something. Wasn't he in AEW a week ago or 2 weeks ago? I feel like, you sure this guy didn't get squashed? I feel like this was the same guy that I saw, not Harper. What's the guy with Jake the Snake?
Archer.
I could have sworn I saw him crush this guy in like a squash match.
I don't know.
Somebody look that up. I'm telling you, I swear it was the same guy.
Hey, you know what? If I would have looked that up, what's that dude's name? Do you remember Ricky Starks got squashed one time by Ryback in the catering room? Nah. You ever seen that? I think I sent
Ricky
that Stark? To...
Oh, no.
Which... So Ricky Starks was like getting food from the catering, and Ryback took him in like took his face and like put it in a pie.
I never saw that. I gotta see that.
If I looked at that, yeah. So I can't judge these people, but I don't want to ever see this dude again, man. Jimmy Uso, whatever his name is, whatever the hip hop dude's name is. Yeah.
Did we even get his name? What's his name?
So now we.
Adonis, right?
Adonis?
Wasn't it something?
I didn't even know if they said his name.
It was Adonis or something.
Okay.
Let's get our resident Adonis nerd to look that up. Edwin, please. We're going to discuss the match. You look it up. So, the two title matches, Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae. My favorite, Io Shirai. I think she might be the best female wrestler right now. What do you guys think about this match?
She's killing it. I don't think nobody's messing with her in that.
Yeah. Only thing about this match is, it lacks suspense because I never thought LeRae had a chance. So
nah, she didn't. But I can tell you this. I mean, we don't know what Ember Moon can do right now, especially coming off this Achilles injury. We don't know how she moves or whatnot, but. All I can say is if they put Io and Toni Storm
unless it be Toni versus Amber first.
You know, we didn't even get to that. When we know we're just talking about the match first.
You just jumped the gun.
Well, you don't watch NXT UK anyway. So I mean, you weren't gonna say
NXT NXT UK. But, what is that again?
Yeah, exactly. You don't watch it. Toni Storm is the NXT. Isn't she an NXT?
All right, so let's go to the end. So at the end, Io Shirai beat Candice LeRae, and she's in the ring, and I didn't know who this woman was. So she's Toni Storm. Tell me something about her, Edwin, because you watch it Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
You know who Toni Storm is because you've watched her versus Rhea Ripley. I have never watched that match in my life.
I have no idea who this person is.
Yeah. You think she gets the title? You think she gets that title?
She is no Rhea Ripley.
Or she has to go up against probably Amber, or
I can see them making a triple threat somehow, maybe. But she'll probably fight Ember or something.
Now the thing with the Amber Moon thing was this was the person that they were hyping up for these weeks.
Who's that about coming back?
Okay.
Yeah.
Bo Dallas. Yeah.
they were saying Bo Dallas. I was like, why would they bring Bo Dallas?
I just want to state, and Edwin knows what I'm about to say, I knew it was a female from the beginning, and I was ridiculed. So I would like an apology, Edwin, on the podcast.
This guy goes, oh, I knew it was a female from the bike. They just showed the person on the bike like 2 minutes
Khalid,
ago.
Khalid, like, oh, did you see the person on the bike before? Before this whole thing, have you ever seen a glimpse of this person on the bike?
Yeah, they had. I think they honestly, were just showing. No, they were just showing that green light. That green.
You're the only one, guy.
I mean,
exactly.
I saw it, man. I'm just saying. I know what I see, man.
You knew it was her. You knew it was a girl.
I think they set her up. I apologize. I knew it was a woman.
I had no idea.
They set her up for failure, man, because that I thought it was somebody big. And unfortunately, I'm looking
like
big, though.
Like, who would you
come on, man?
Or who would you expect? Who did you want?
Yeah. Anybody. I mean, I like Ember Moon. I thought she had a great NXT run, but they set her up, man. They set her up.
But good thing she's back in NXT because she wasn't making no noise on the main
roster. She was running for the 24/7 title, man, at one point. That's how she hurt her Achilles, running for the 24/7 title. It's crazy.
Yep. That's how she tore it.
So now we go to the main event, the best match of the week, Finn Balor versus Kyle O'Reilly, the NXT Championship. Slugfest, a lot of bleeding. Finn Balor picking up the win at the end. What do you guys think?
This is a dog fight. They really went at it. I enjoyed it actually a lot.
Yeah, this is a dog fight. This is scrap. I liked it.
Y'all really think he got the win knocked out of him when he kicked him in his stomach? Because that looked like he looked like he was ready to throw a punch and he just dropped. I was like, oh, about to throw the X's. He about to throw them X's up.
He dropped.
You saw that kick that Finn caught him
with in the beginning when Riley was sitting on the butt and gave him like a drop kick in the face.
They were,
bro.
And they were selling. They were selling really well. Like, I was like, wow.
I guess I'm gonna have to disagree with y'all a little bit then. I like the match was decent. It was okay. I did enjoy aspects of the match. There were some things in the match that was just like bugging me a little bit, they would do a thing where they would not sell something, and it would just bug the crap out of me, NXT and AEW have a history of doing some of this a little bit. I feel like where they would do a whole I'll kick somebody in the knee and I'll do something like I'll kick somebody so hard that they'll bounce off the ropes, and then when they bounce off the ropes, they'll come back and close
on Johnny Gargano. It's like so much.
I'm like,
I thought the same thing.
I know. It gets on my nerves. That's the only thing. It gets on my nerves a little bit, and I was seeing a lot of it. I noticed a lot of it in this match, and I was just like, okay, then what can hurt you then? what is gonna hurt you? Now, I'm not saying they're not good wrestlers. They were. This was a good match. It was a good match. Yeah. But, it was just little things like that that would just irritate me a little bit. Man, it would keep me from enjoying it even more. You know what I mean?
What kind of lost me was... Can I skip to the end, Corey?
Go ahead. Can I skip to the end?
Oh, all right. What confused me was when Ridge Holland came out with Adam Cole on his shoulder and just threw him over the barricade. My thinking just from watching that is he's either working with Finn or he's working with O'Reilly. But other than that, I don't know. I was kind
of
lost.
I think, because I've been battling this whole thing of Adam Cole and they're going to turn on him. I think Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole is the good guys now. And I think the other two, Bobby Fish and what's the other nerd?
Roderick.
Roderick Strong. I think they're going to be the bad guys. And I think Rich Holland or whatever his name is working with them. With the bad guys, yeah. Because Kyle O'Reilly is still a good guy now.
Adam Cole's a good guy, but the other two are still being bad.
And it's true because, like, where were they?
Rich Holland is working with them.
It's a whole story, but I could see that. But I like it. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that at all.
So it was stupid. I hope Adam Cole whips his butt.
I thought it was Pat.
If they make this guy beat Adam Cole, I'm going to be so pissed off. Adam Cole should destroy this big. Yeah, I thought it was Pat. I'm like, what is Pat doing back?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was like, yo, Pat got big, man.
So Corey, is this like a NWO Wolfpack?
I think it is. Versus the Wolfpack versus regular NWO, man. I think so, man. I mean,
so this is a splitter group.
Build up for War Games.
When are War Games? Yeah, November. If they even have it this year.
That's usually November. November.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's gonna be.
Oh wow.
Splitter groups.
Yeah, I mean, but who would it be though? Who's going up against who?
I think you could,
but they're gonna. Bobby, and I mean,
but who's his Kyle team?
O'Reilly who would you put with his team versus these three and one more person?
Finn, so you can have Finn. Finn O'Reilly.
Yeah, Finn
and Cole,
Priest,
and just get one more, right? Because it's four.
And then put Gargano with the back more. Gargano's a heel.
Maybe Priest.
I would like that.
Well, let me ask y'all something. Being that Finn Balor won this match, is like, do we see anybody coming after Finn Balor anytime soon? Because I can't, you know, when it comes to NXT, I don't know who heels is, who the face are. It's like AEW.
He was heel. Is he a face?
What's my guy's name? I think Finn's a face at this point, man. I think he's I hate that word, in-betweener, but I think he's a.
So well, you can't, because you can't. Know, you can't, man. Be a this badass so that's taking
unless
everybody
that was
out.
Real.
And at the end
unless
of the
that
night,
was real. Like,
yeah, I think he.
Oh, you know that part. That part almost made me throw up in my mouth.
You didn't like that?
Come on.
The shaking of the hands.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy now.
You know what I thought when I saw them shaking hands? You know what I thought about? I said, King Corbin, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
He's on Twitter.
Would you hit one of these guys with your gavel or whatever that's called? Like, please.
He's on Twitter right now, man.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know what the real greatest battle was this week? I'll be honest with you. It was the Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. That was the real great battle of the week. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah,
Well, wait, before
we
leave,
stand back and stand firm.
How you guys feel about Halloween Havoc coming back? Y'all think it's going to be a good pay-per-view?
Oh, I love
it. It is, right? I looked at the date. I'm like, oh, it's a Wednesday.
I'm crazy, but I like the.
Yeah, it's the 28th. I wouldn't think that.
I like Halloween. Yeah, it's the 28th.
Oh, no, it's on Halloween.
So, you know, that means AEW's coming out with something.
They need to start stealing all these freaking WCW names, man. Yeah.
That's funny they did that, because I think AEW was probably planning it.
They probably own the rights to that.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they do. They do on the right side. They do. But with that said, that wraps us up. Another week of wrestling, Designated Report Wrestling Podcast. We'll be back next week, Monday Night Raw, NXT, AEW, SmackDown. We don't got no pay-per-views next week, right?
And we got TNA too, right? We got TNA. They have a pay-per-view. Is it called Back?
Oh, we do got TNA
pay-per-view.
Back
to the Future, or I don't know. What's their pay-per-view? No,
nah,
it's on Twitch,
Well, Rich Swan is fighting. What's his name?
Rich Swan.
We don't know. When is this draft happening?
We don't know.
Happening soon, right?
Huh?
Tomorrow?
Well, this.
I think it's supposed to be this week.
No, Friday, so Friday,
this
Monday.
This Friday coming up.
Next Friday. This this upcoming Friday and Monday.
Should be a good talk to see what's going on. We're definitely going to see.
We're going to see. I mean, we'll see what happens. But
have a good one, fellas.
We'll be back next week, fellas. I'll catch you guys.